the team actually went on the 10th, the day after the incident. Basically, this is our investigation team. We sent them there. First of all, number one is to secure what we call the black box, which is containing most of the information regarding the accident. Then number two, to iron out the information that we received from the state there or from Ural to confirm whether they match with what we have said or not.
Mm-hmm.
And the finding is it is true, confirmed that 20 are dead. And exact information, we cannot tell whether it is a technical, whether it is weather, whether it is whatever people might be
speculating.
Speculating, yes. But the only accurate information that we shall get is after the reading of the black box.
Yes, so at the moment we can find out exactly what is the cause of the crash. So you said you have secured the black box. How long will that take for the black box to be, for you as aviation authority to study the black box and come out with the findings?
To be honest, it is not we, the aviation security, to find out in the black box. The black box has to go to the country of the aircraft manufacturer. They're the one to open, and then Taban will be in the presence of some of our investigators. And then after that, we'll get the exact information.
Yes, so tell us, you said 20 people died and 3 were also injured. Is that all the right information?
Exactly, right, yeah.
And from there...
So three survivors, yeah.
Three survivors, yes.
Yeah.
So as a team comes back from there, what next from here? Just take us through what is going to happen next.
What is going to happen next is now it is for us to organize with the company. First of all, the insurance will come in to see how the accident happened. This is apart from our investigation team. And then out of this, we are now going to take some more measures and precautions to avoid more casualties. We don't expect or we don't wish anything again to happen, but we have to take some other measures, especially on these companies which are operating.
Yes, we'll talk...
Because...
Mm-hmm.
Yes,
go ahead. Yes, we'll talk briefly about the measures that will be taken, that you will be taking or putting in place. But let's talk briefly about what you said about the insurance company and the rest. So is the aviation authority following up so that those who have lost their lives and properties within this time can be compensated, if any?
Yeah, definitely. Once the insurance make their own investigation and finding, definitely the disease or the people who are lost would be compensated, for sure.
Now let's talk about the steps that the aviation authority is going to take to ensure that this does not happen again. What measures are you going to put in place from here going forward?
There are several measures. Number one, I will make sure to it that my safety directorate has to go again and check all the aircraft documents and the aircraft itself, plus the crew and the technician or engineers who are maintaining the aircraft, to see to it that their papers are genuine. I'm doing this because we don't know whether it is a human error, whether it's a mechanical error or something like that. All we have to consider all this. But Taban, the black box will be the only answer to our dilemmas. But second precautions, because we came also to learn that these companies, at times, they like this is overloading, they sending people in without proper papers. So identification of individuals who are traveling needs to be there. They need to have air tickets plus the boarding pass. The money pass have to be checked with the cross-check of the names and the ticket, whether he's the right person or she's the right person. These are the measures that we are going to take. And nobody has to go to the aircraft or from land side to the air side without traveling ticket and identification.
This particular company that has caused this accident and the loss of these people, is there anything being done at the moment as investigation continues?
Well, yeah, we have an investigation collecting information from individuals within the company and around.
So the company is still allowed to operate?
No, at the moment it's not operating. It is not, until the investigation is done.
What's the name of the company, sir?
The aircraft is owned by what they call Baby Air, and the operator who's rented or who chartered the plane is called Southwest Company.
Just to be very clear, you're saying the services of this company have been suspended at the moment until operation is completed?
Exactly. This particular company.